Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
Yesterday we were talking about Airbnb and
renting people.
Renting people.
There's because we need to get off our cell phones.
What?
I don't. That makes sense.
So I will now rent a Sabrina Carpenter. It's as strange as that sounds, it is a strategy. And I thought that was going to be the weirdest Airbnb, but I forgot that Airbnbs are completely unhinged.
It's like the Wild West.
It really is. It's just everyone can be a slumlord. Everyone can be a slumlord now in this wonderful environment that we have. This story, I do not know what to think about this. So this couple goes and they book this nice Airbnb getaway, very quiet, very chill. They show up and there is like a 75-pound pit bull named Xanthi in the living room of the Airbnb when they arrive.
What?
Yes. They looked there and they took a picture.
So they obviously did not know this?
They did not know. They thought they actually had gotten into the wrong house. That was their first thing. Double check.
Oh, we just broke into someone's house.
Can you imagine how fast that door would you open the door, massive dog.
Nope, right out of there.
Okay, go and check the address.
We don't have an alarm, but I see we have a pit bull. Effective.
So it is the correct house. Then they thought, maybe the previous guest
left their dog, abandoned their dog
in the Airbnb. And it's just been in here the entire time.
Which would be
time.
A bad strategy since they know who you are.
They have your contact information. Very easy to find you. No. They messaged the host. They said, hey, I'm a bit confused. Staying at your Airbnb and there's a dog here. Just checking to see if it is in fact your dog. Response. Yeah, that's my girl, Xanthi. Sorry if it wasn't clear in the listing. She is the guardian of the space, deeply in tune with its energy. But don't worry, she's super chill and just here to vibe. She came with the house. She was absolutely supposed to be there. This is a massive dog. This is not a small like little. You
know. It also seems like if something were to happen, they wouldn't take it very seriously. Those owners.
She was guarding the space.
She was deeply, vibing. What was wrong with you?
Exactly.
You obviously needed to go.
We told you no shoes in the living room. Xanthi knows no shoes in the living room, and you faced the consequences.
Yeah, it's like having a heavy that's just like always in your Airbnb.
I'm the kind of freak where that would actually get me to.
That would be a draw. No.
Just like going in.
No.
It's like petting a cougar. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the cougar's in the bathroom.
Good morning. It's Thursday. We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Not all Airbnbs are created equal. As
clearly.
I'm sure you already know,
clearly.
And have probably at some point experienced.
Yeah, no
but
doubt.
But turns out the only thing heated at this rental in particular was the guest's temper. She assumed an amenity that I think most of us would.
Okay.
And the owner came out and said, well, wasn't listed. So.
Not included?
Shrugs.
Okay. All right.
That amenity? Hot water. We'll come back to that, but Jelly Roll, currently on the Big Butt World Tour right now with Post Malone.
Yes.
The world part of that, though, sort of a question mark for old Jell.
Right.
Due to his criminal history.
Yes.
There are certain countries that will not accept American citizens if they have felonies. England was one of them. But apparently, after some wheeling and dealing behind the scenes, he's good to go. And his first two shows are coming up. He announced it in a very, very, very excited Instagram post yesterday. Tottenham Stadium is where they're going to be playing. He said, biggest announcement of my career. They let me come to England. Can't believe I'm coming. But the fact that my first time I'm doing two stadium shows with Post Malone, that's huge.
That's really a big deal. That's very, very cool for him. Holy cow.
Wonder how they did it.
I'm sure.
Best not to ask questions.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Beast in Mexico.
Mr. Beast in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. He's in hot water for going to archaeological sites.
Oh,
that,
no.
Like, are off limits.
No. Is he? I mean.
To normal people?
Yeah.
Like, he got the proper permits and things.
People get real touchy about that, dude. Like, you know, but you said he got the proper permits.
And, he didn't put in for him like the government did.
They asked.
Or a government agency did.
So they were
did.
Like, hey, show up to obviously hype up these places that
these tourist sites.
These cultural, like, and now.
I mean, yes, of cultural significance, but
salty.
Also. A lot of people pay a lot of money to go see Chichen Itza.
History in Mexico.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Okay. Now, while we're talking the world, let's go to New Zealand, right? If your name is Brad and you live in New Zealand, obviously no one listened to this, but McDonald's is giving away free quarter pounders because of Brad Pitt. Brad rolled up to a McDonald's in Auckland on Easter Sunday and had a brief interaction with a fan.
Oh, wow.
She posts the video to social media, and now all Kiwi Brads get the hookup. As long as they have the McDonald's app. But it was funny because in the video, she asked Brad to say hello to her dad, and he says no.
Oh, wow.
But then he's like, sorry, hi, Dad.
Yeah.
All right.
Second guessed it.
Well, I think he realized maybe she was recording.
You always got to assume, my dude. Always got to assume.
I'm just thinking, didn't George Strait just roll through a Dairy Queen?
He did, and was very,
very
happy.
Where were y'all on that, DQ?
They don't have an app, do they?
DQ for everyone named George.
I think
that can't be that many people.
It might be more expensive than you think. It might be way more expensive than you think, Katie.
And speaking of expensive, an expensive mistake. Make sure you check all of the amenities listed for your Airbnb the next time you're booking.
Okay, yeah, I including the hot water.
But it's funny if you look at them. I mean, it'll say things like hangers. First aid kits, measuring spoons, outlet covers, reading material, but make sure it also says hot water. So there's a woman named Tanya who's gone viral because she shared her interactions with this host.
Yeah.
He messaged her to say like, hey, sorry, temporary issue with the hot water. It was like a week out from her stay. So she was preparing.
Yeah, totally.
For her travels.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, I mean, maybe can I get a refund? Like, maybe I'll rebook
else.
Or
yeah.
whatever. Like, is it going to be fixed before I arrive? And it turns out the host said no, and he was unable to offer a refund in the situation because hot water was not included as an amenity in the booking. Said they appreciated her understanding. She did not understand.
That's always the best response.
She's like, all right, so you're going to rip me off because you didn't list it as an amenity. It's an assumed amenity, like windows.
Yeah.
And doors.
And air.
Are those missing too?
Yeah. What else? Is there a floor? Is there, there are just some things you have to have.
Now you pay more for the dirt floor experience. the host would not budge, but Airbnb saw the stories and they stepped in with a full refund.
Yeah. As you flipping should. Like, what?
Hot water is an amenity option that hosts can check when listing a property.
That is such garbage.
And technically, they may only be responsible for delivering on the stuff they promised, so he might not be wrong.
Wow. I feel like we have all had enough stories in the last 2 days to maybe take a look at the La Quinta.
Give it a rest.
You know, I just maybe maybe do a quick search, see if there's a nice Holiday Inn Express around. Don't have to worry about this noise.
I was annoyed they got rid of the little travel-sized toiletries. But
not anymore.
Well, way better than this. That's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie!
What's that? I hear you ask. A freebie? Yes, a free answer to the Money Minute, which we play every morning before 8:30. If you want to win $100, it's easy to sign up. Just go to thebullhouston.com/contest. Now, is it easy to play?
Depending on the person, depending on the day, who can say?
Exactly.
Who can say?
But to help you out, one of those answers today is flying. Flying.
That is the answer.
I won't tell you the question, but one of the answers is flying.
Okay. Sign up if you haven't already. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Is it helpful? I want to believe so.
Hey, just to clear this up, Katie does not sport.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope. I used to feign interest.
Yeah.
I'm over that now.
That's long.
That time
long
has passed.
Since gone. But we found someone who does.
Who lives and breathes it.
And he's got entrance music. See, This is good.
I know this is wrestling related.
Do you like this one? Is this good? Because we're
he's got many.
Acknowledge me.
Acknowledge me.
We do a segment.
The tribal Hello. Chief.
We do a segment. Hello, everyone. I'm Sean Pendergast with Payne and Pendergast, Sports yes. Radio 610. We do a segment every Monday at 7:20 a.m. called Acknowledge Me. And we play this music underneath.
Love it.
Simpatico.
I could not be happy. I would listen to that segment if I was not also doing a radio
show at the
segment.
Same time. But, yeah, unfortunate.
But yeah, Sean's in to catch us up with sports. There's a lot to talk about today because obviously Texans schedule that has dropped last night. So it's, what are we looking at?
Well, people said it was like Christmas. So I need you to explain that to us, Sean.
I will. Yeah. So for the football nerds out there, and even not even for the football nerds, like for the people who just were football is a big part of their lives around here. There's a lot of people who don't follow it all season long. You know, the draft is just a thing in April. But when September rolls around, they got their Texans gear on. They're ready to go. Absolutely. They want to travel to go to games.
Because they're fun.
Yeah, they're fun. Yeah. And the Texans have a very fun road schedule this year. As far as they go to Los Angeles twice. They go to Seattle this year. They play games in Kansas City. That's not always fun because they beat the brakes off us sometimes.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, it's a really big deal. You know, we know months in advance the who and the where of their schedule, but this is the when. And so it's a big deal for people that like to travel to games, even not even Texan games. Some people like to travel to go see other NFL teams. This was the unveiling of the entire NFL schedule last night. And the other big thing is primetime games. How many Monday night football games do we get? You know, because that's a big thing where people, you know, they're planning their whole day around that ultimate game at night. So the Texans, they unveiled the schedule last night, and what we learned is they're still a pretty nice draw around the NFL. They have four primetime games coming up.
Oh, that's great.
On their schedule,
dang good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Two Monday nights, a Thursday night, and a Sunday night football
game. I remember a time we had none. So
not all that long ago. Yeah. Not all that long ago. Yeah. The only people that liked the schedule where it was just noon Sunday, honestly, it was me because I do the pregame and the postgame show for the Texans.
Yes.
I'm done at 6:30 Sunday. Yes. I know it's a routine. Now I'm willing to sacrifice. Like it's fun for everybody else.
I think we will all admit there's nothing worse than an early kick. Like it's just upsetting.
It can be a little depressing. You know what I mean? Like you're just going straight from breakfast to a football game. Yeah. I like the buildup throughout the day.
Exactly.
I like the buildup throughout the day. So it was really exciting last night. Texans have four primetime games. In fact, their home opener in week two is they open on the road in Los Angeles week one. Week two is their first home game. Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay coming to town.
Love it.
And the game between those two teams 2 years ago was one of the best games of the season.
Oh, Lord.
Texans came back from down four with 46 seconds to go, and C.J. Stroud leads them down the field, and they win with 6 seconds to go.
How do you remember this?
It's my job.
this is his career.
Don't quiz me about country music. I won't quiz.
Ask me about celebrities.
Yeah, it's his whole career.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you so much. Obviously, Sean, Sports Radio 610, go check him out.
Yeah, man.
We'll post the schedule to our socials in case you haven't for some reason seen it. I'll be back after this. Trying to send one of you guys to Shaboozy, assuming you can beat Game That Tune. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Kristen.
We're going to play Game That Tune, Kristen. How do you feel about your chances with this particular game?
50-50.
50-50.
Not bad. Not bad. Could be better.
Yeah, could be better, but also...
You haven't heard the song yet.
Yeah, exactly. Could be significantly worse. So this is going to sound like a 1980s video game.
It's not.
No.
It is a popular country song. We need you to name it and the artist.
That is the goal. And if you do that, we send you to Shaboozy out at 713 Music Hall. Are you ready to hear this thing?
Yes.
All right. And away we go. Okay. Is that ringing any bells? Is that familiar at all?
We can play it again.
Yes.
If it's on the tip of your tongue.
Can you play it again?
Absolutely.
Oh,
very famous country song. Just sounds like it came out of a 1980s video game.
Oh,
can
my gosh.
You, can
I
you
know
give
it.
Us the title?
Can you
I know
sing
it, but I can't think of it.
Oh.
I know it's... And it's a male. Uh-huh. It's a male singer.
It is a male. Uh-huh. It is a male.
What's he singing about?
Oh, I can't...
One more time.
I can't remember.
One more time.
The Activity is the name of the song.
Because we believe in you.
Just throw something out there.
Something about taking her somewhere or something.
You know, we're hovering.
Going somewhere.
We're hovering around it.
Going somewhere.
We're so close, Kristen.
From the party or the country?
That's usually a good guess. But I think we're now getting farther away. Thank you so much for playing. Better luck next time.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Not Kristen's day, but it could be yours. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Identify the song, win Shaboozy tickets.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
This is Rudy.
Rudy, are you ready to rock and roll with Game That Tune?
Yes.
All right. Hopefully this will be quick and easy. This is your song today. We need title and artist.
Okay, Rudy, what is that song?
It's Drunk on the Plane.
And who sings it?
By yes. Dirk Bentley.
You got me very concerned there for a second, Rudy. You got there eventually. That's all that matters. And now you've got tickets to Shaboozy. How's that sound?
That's great.
All right, hang on the line, man.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Veronica, what's good?
Hey, y'all, how are you guys doing?
We're bracing ourselves for some wild success with you and Ron. That's how we're doing today. What's the story here? Y'all met off of one of the apps, is that right?
Yeah, we did. I know that's usually like some recipe for disaster.
True.
But
not always.
Yeah, I mean, this one did seem like it was really going to work out. The first date went great, better than I expected. And I thought our second date was fine. Like, we spent all day together on that one pretty much.
Okay.
But after that, things just sort of fizzled out.
Okay, so what are we talking about with the fizzling out? Do you mean like you've been cut out of his life completely? Have you been blocked or anything?
No. It's not that bad. Like, not yet anyway. It's just he's kind of like short with me now.
Short, like mad, irritated.
Maybe. I guess I just meant like I'm getting short one or two word responses.
Got it.
That's like a complete 180 from the guy he was before. I thought maybe something was up. So I even tried to call him a few times. I know he works in an area where he doesn't have the best reception, but I swear, I think he was just kicking me to voicemail. So.
Okay, but you're not sure.
Yeah.
Right? You can't be sure on that. And you are getting something from him, right? So, I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, true.
Right? There's that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself. It's actually one of the reasons I emailed you. I thought this one still might be salvageable. I hear a lot of dumpster fires on here, so I... And I just can't imagine our story's one of them.
It might be too early to call right now, okay? But do you have any idea or feelings about like what you're up against? Like where do you think it all went wrong?
I don't know. Like I said, I listen to you guys a lot, so I am hoping it's not something awful and embarrassing. Like I smell like onions or something.
Okay, well, just so we ask, Veronica. Do you smell like onions?
Please say no.
No, okay. No.
Okay, all right,
I mean,
all right.
I don't think so.
Well.
But now that I'm thinking about how would I know?
Yes.
Maybe I do smell like onions. Oh, God. I got to find out. I'm going to find out I smell like on live radio. Is it too late to cut and run here?
No, hey, it's never too
seriously,
late.
Seriously. If you don't want us to call him, we are not going to call him. Okay. Just say the word.
Yeah.
No, I do. I want you to call him.
Okay.
It can't be a big deal. There was no fight. Like, no one got crazy drunk. I didn't insult his honor or his mother.
Important thing.
I didn't do anything that was bad enough for him to storm out or anything. Like, this has to boil down to something dumb. Or he, I don't know, got the flu and he's been, like, stuck in bed for a couple of weeks or something. Like, totally explainable. Like, yeah.
That's possible.
And I don't know. I guess if I do feel, I don't know, if I do smell funky or something, I can always, like, change body wash.
That's true. Yes.
We will talk to Ron. That's coming up next with Frito and Kate.
Houston, I have a problem.
I don't know if it's because Veronica said it one too many times, but I'm a little bit worried that she smells like onions. Like, that was just such a strange thing to pull from out of nowhere.
You did throw that out in the universe.
Right? Like she said it. Maybe onion. She's heard it a time or two before.
Yeah.
Because she has nothing else.
No.
Nothing else went wrong on the date.
Mm-hmm.
They got along. There was no fight. There was no ordeal. There was nothing to overcome. She just really isn't getting much from him anymore. And she swears he's kicking her to voicemail when she calls.
Yeah.
Let's just get him on the phone. Maybe there's a reasonable explanation for all of this. Hey, is this Ron?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Who's this?
Ron, Frito and Katie from The Bull.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, long story short, we got an email about you. Do you know a Veronica?
Oh, okay. It makes sense.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes. But it's not always a bad thing, man.
Yeah, is there any reason that it got awkward? Like, things just got a little bit weird between y'all?
Well, no. No, it's not. I mean, I gave it a few tries. I did, but it just... I don't know. It just gets on my nerves.
Well, what was getting on your nerves? Like,
Veronica in general?
Yeah.
Did you call her an it?
No, her vaping.
Oh.
It was just like this constant thing, and she carries it everywhere and always with these clouds, and it was the worst in the car. I'm like sitting there and it's like this giant fog in the car. It's just gross.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah. Like, guilty as charged. I've got a bit of a vaping problem.
So she's here. She's on the phone?
Yes, Ron. We do have...
Right now.
No. We got her on the phone.
Serious question, Ron. Would you rather have me smoking? Like, I started vaping a few years ago to quit cigarettes, and I did. That's a much better option. I mean, it's got to be, right? Like, you got to admit it.
No, to me, it's just as bad. Like, I quit smoking back in the day, too, and it's hard as hell. But, you know, unlike you, I actually quit smoking. Like, you're still doing it. You just jumped to some fruity robot version of smoking. And you still have the addiction. You haven't, like, kicked anything.
Yeah.
You know, you may just smoke smell better, I guess, but I don't want to smell your blueberry lemonade or whatever the hell it is. And, I might even prefer cigarettes, to be honest with you.
Okay, but, like, are you saying to you it's just as bad? Like, not necessarily health-wise or anything, but you're saying it's more annoying to you than just regular smoking?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Like, I think most people feel that way, too. Like, I don't really see any difference in it at all, to be honest. Huh. Like, you're still spending all your money. You're, like, this slave to the same addiction. You're still carrying around that little box. It's even worse, too, because you're like, most people are pretentious about it. And you look stupid. Like, we can admit that part, right? Like, it just looks goofy. Not to mention it's predatory. Like, you know, these companies they're like targeting kids with these little candy flavors and things. Like, it's just dangerous. I don't
know. Seriously, that's like, I kind of take offense to this. Like, vaping is not just as bad as smoking. Yeah. As someone who has, like, done both, this is a big improvement. Like, I was a heavy smoker before. My car, my house, my clothes, they all, like, they just reeked. Like,
yeah.
I smelled like it all the time.
I'm sure.
But, I mean, of course, it wasn't, yeah. Like, it wasn't something I noticed until I stopped.
Right.
What I'm doing now, like, this is like, a really big accomplishment for me.
No, I think you just found a new crutch. And you've convinced yourself that it's healthier to, like, save you the trouble of actually quitting. And I don't know, to those of us that witness this behavior, it looks stupid. We all hate it. We wish you would stop. And if you want to quit, just quit.
I did quit. Like, I stopped smoking. I don't care what you say. Like, cigarettes are full of carcinogens and tar.
Right.
And all this other gunk that was going straight into my lungs. And that's not happening anymore. And so what? I like a little nicotine hit every now and again. Like, everybody has their vices.
That's true.
Yeah, I saw the same commercials. And look, you're still smoking. You're just lying to yourself. And your cigarette just smells like Skittles now. So I don't know if that makes it okay.
I mean, that's not the point I'm trying to make here, but I think Skittles definitely smell better than cigarette smoke.
I think most people would agree with that.
Yes, yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm not out here trying to taste some secondhand rainbow. You know what I mean?
All right. So we disagree on vaping.
But that seems like not that big of an issue, right? Like, surely that's not enough to cut this girl off completely if y'all got along. Maybe you could help her quit.
I think so. Like, how
you've done it.
Yeah, what do you think?
Is she going to throw away her vape box thing?
Well, okay.
No. Absolutely not. No.
Yeah, then no.
Guys, thanks for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
That's
strange take.
That's interesting.
All right,
vaping is worse than smoking or
same as smoking?
The same? No way.
I know. People get up in arms like they won't date a smoker. I get it. I don't think. I mean,
is
really?
Is vaping the same? Like, do you look at it in that same vein? I mean, I'll give you the fact that there are some people who vape that can be real obnoxious about.
That's true. Maybe that's what was happening. I don't know.
Seriously doubt that was Veronica.
Do y'all think? Yeah.
And it's not all vapors.
Is it the same thing? Is it just as bad?
Is it just an addiction?
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of a stretch.
Well, let us know what you think. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll talk to you next.
Call, text, tweet, or just holler really loud. Hit up Frito and Katie anytime at 713-881-5500.
We are trying to figure out how y'all feel about vaping.
Because
Ron says it's the same as smoking.
The same thing.
And so he will not see Veronica again. But how do y'all feel?
Beth, what do you think? Same thing?
I totally agree with this guy.
Really?
Vaping is disgusting. Yes. I mean, it's a lot more smoke. And just like he said, it just because it smells better doesn't mean that it is better.
That's true.
That's hotly debated, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, it's probably too early to tell.
Well, even outside of the health thing, which you're right, 100%. It's still obnoxious. Like, I get it. It's obnoxious. But I also see what she's saying. It's not smoke.
Well, and it's not the tar and the carcinogens for her, but it doesn't make it less annoying for him.
Yeah, I can see that.
Especially if you blow it in his face.
Yeah, I really.
Yeah, like he said, he's riding in a car full of smoke.
Yeah, you might actually be vaping more than you would smoking.
I believe that. I think that's actually 100%
exactly.
True.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I can see how that might be a little grating.
Yeah. You know any vapors? You ever heard of a vape break? I don't think those exist for them. I think it's just
you vape wherever
constant.
You are.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. Cruz, what do you think? Vaping the same as smoking?
So the stuff that they put in the e-cigarettes is just as carcinogen. I mean, you're talking about chemicals to make it taste like Skittles and whatever else flavors they've got. So it's just as damaging to your lungs.
So you think there's still a huge health concern there because there's still a huge health concern. Same thing, no difference whatsoever.
No better.
Yeah,
no better at all.
No better at all. I mean, yeah, you've got a better smell and it doesn't stick to you as much and other people. But when you're not a smoker and people are blowing vape and trapping you in a car with it, it's still disgusting.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Kara, you got an opinion on this?
Well, I'm going to tell you, he's a moron.
Okay. All right.
Why? Because I quit smoking in September 1st of 2020.
Hey, congrats.
Yeah, that's big.
Thank you. But, you know, the first couple of weeks, it is tough.
Yeah.
Because you got the craving. Don't miss the smell at all. And the thing is, it doesn't have the tar that the cigarettes have.
Right.
There is some truth to that. Like, there is a physical difference between the two substances.
Not saying that the additives in the vape juice are healthy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm sure that's damaging in other ways, but there is a difference in the product.
But she quit smoking. She kicked cigarettes. Now, he would say you didn't quit smoking.
You're but, still but doing
and,
it.
And you did this.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's how I quit as well. I was a smoker. I vaped and I quit both.
Yeah.
I think it's a big step.
I started smoking when I was 18.
Yeah.
And I finally quit. But all that smoking damaged one of my lungs. And you cannot repair a lung.
Right.
Yeah, once it's gone, it's gone. That's it.
Yeah.
I think it's a huge accomplishment.
There's no way to repair it.
I think whatever gets you off cigarettes is a good thing. I can't speak to whether it's, you know, it's the same thing to other people.
Well,
but,
and everybody's journey's different. And I remember, you know, with my vaping, you know, you would decrease your nicotine over time.
That was the idea, taper
until
it off.
Until you didn't need it anymore. Yeah. And then you just gave it up.
Made it manageable.
Right.
You know, so I can,
that's, maybe that's where she is. It's taken her a few years, but she's working her way down.
I think it's an accomplishment. If you can put away cigarettes, however you put them away, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock it.
Yeah, and I
finally
got my husband to quit, too.
That's
look
amazing.
At that. That's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
We're Frito and Katie, and we're talking vaping this morning.
People are very passionate about this one way or the other.
Very all over the road. Do you think vaping is the same as smoking?
Kim, you're up. Is it the same as smoking?
It's worse.
Worse? Okay,
worse.
Explain.
For a few reasons. One, it's not regulated at all. So you don't know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And neither does the FDA, by the way.
Right.
Also, depending on what's in it, it can cause a few problems with your lungs. Either something that's called popcorn lung.
Popcorn. I was going to ask you about popcorn lung.
I have heard about this. Tell us about popcorn lung.
Okay. So you have to imagine that your lungs are like an upside down tree. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you have a bunch of leaves at the bottom. So those are your alveoli. Let me get technical with you.
Yeah.
So those expand and open up. With nicotine, you get, with cigarettes, you get tar that blobs them together.
Right.
To where they can't expand. But when you quit, your lungs can recover. With popcorn lung, they don't blob together. They pop. They're done.
Holy
they
cow.
Cannot be recovered.
Wow.
So the other problem is if they're not with that chemical, you're literally putting water into your lungs. We've had several people come in with pneumonia from it.
Seriously, that is wild. That I mean, again, I don't think there's anyone that's going to say that doesn't have consequences.
Right.
At all.
That it's going to say it's healthy.
But
right.
You know,
we still don't know the long term effects.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, it is a good alternative to smoking cigarettes if you're going to use it to quit.
Yes, if that's your end goal.
She's replacing it.
Yeah.
She's replacing it, so she's making it worse.
Well, and that was the only thing that we had brought up. We're not sure where she's at in this vaping journey, if it is for the rest of her life, or if she is using it to, like, say, decrease nicotine over time, to eventually give it up entirely. But you're right, she might be causing permanent damage in ways that she's not even thought of.
Yeah, no, I absolutely
in the meantime.
True. You know, but thank you so much for helping us out today.
Of course.
Renee, you said you had thoughts on this.
Vaping is as bad as smoking, and it has its own health issues, especially for breastfeeding women. And if you vaped in a car, oh my God, that would be horrible. People who vape don't care about other people. So, yeah, vaping, I don't blame the guy.
Oh, you think people who vape don't care about other people?
Like in general?
Yeah, I've been at concerts and stuff, like outdoor concerts, and there were people that were vaping ahead of us, and they just, like, would laugh, and they would blow, like, huge clouds of vape smoke, I guess is what you call it, and everybody behind them had to put up with it, had to smell it. It's gross.
Well, that's true. I mean, it does. You know? It does kind of.
I don't think
over
that's everybody who vapes. I bet a lot of people vape kind of in secret, and you might not even know they do.
D. All right. What do you think? Same as smoking?
So yeah, honestly, I can really understand and feel where he's coming from, because have you ever been like walking behind someone vaping and you just so happen to look up and then boom, it's like you walk right into their cloud, and it's like he said. Honestly, I don't even remember his name, but dude, you have to become a comedian, because I just kept laughing the whole time he was talking.
No, I'll give you. A lot of people are texting that too. It's like it's so much. We call it
it's
what it
so
is. It's
frequent
so
too.
Much
it's almost more than smoking a cigarette.
Yeah,
like you know, you have chain smokers who smoke cigarettes, but she was like, "Oh, it's totally different. I've stopped smoking." I'm like him. You're still smoking. It still has nicotine. The only thing you've done is like tasting the rainbow.
Well, you've removed some of those chemicals,
some,
the tar and things. But you're right; you can't delude yourself into thinking that it's not smoking completely.
Yeah,
it's not smoking. It seems like, oh yeah, I'm just dancing in the rain. I'm not
getting sick from the weather, you know, like you it's the same thing but different, I guess. And maybe she was just the annoying one who just.
There are obnoxious vapors.
There are some that are.
I personally have one, and I love him to death. He's my brother, but I literally have to tell him, can you go outside? And he does the same thing. Well, it's not a cigarette. It doesn't stink, but, I mean, damn, we might as well be in a fog party.
Exactly. I got zero visibility, and I'm in my living room. Dee, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Nashville? It's such an interesting city. It sees all kinds of people.
Oh, it truly does, Katie.
Hoping to make it big, hoping to break it in the music industry.
Hipsters was where I was going with that, but yes, also those people as well. It's a fascinating mix of humans.
It is. And they just welcomed an unexpected newcomer that I think is going to blow up big, but Don Graves is his name. He is a 100-year-old World War II veteran.
Holy cow.
And he just became the oldest person to sign a record deal.
What?
Hold on. We'll come back to his story. First, though, let's talk about Live Nation. They're launching another ticket promotion this summer called the $30 Ticket to Summer. Over 1,000 concerts you'll be able to choose from. Some of the artists, you've got Luke Bryan in there. Willie Nelson was in there.
Really?
If you've got kids, Kidz Bop Kids.
They tour?
That thing tours.
Do they
Dierks
really?
Dierks Bentley.
Holy cow.
Cody Jinks. Keith Urban. I mean, that's pretty
that
good.
That is and a fairly
They have got
list.
Concerts of all kinds.
Okay.
So check that out. Tickets go on sale Wednesday, the 21st, so that's next Wednesday. If you have T-Mobile or Rakuten, then you can sign up to have early access the day before. Or Rakuten.
What is that? I only know it from the NBA
It's the app
jerseys.
I have that sends me checks all the time.
Good. Okay.
You should download that browser because it'll save you money like all the time.
I will be looking that up later
show. I'll send you a code so I can get more money. Speaking of more money, let's talk about the Superman trailer. Did you see that?
I did. It was the first thing I saw when I got up this morning.
I'll be honest. I wanted to hate it.
I didn't hate it.
I wanted to hate its guts.
Yeah, I did
too. Because they, of course, replaced Henry Cavill as Superman.
I'm still iffy on a little bit, a couple parts of it, like, because it seems kind of cheesy. But, dude,
That's the story of Superman.
You got my money. Like, you 1,000% got my money. I will be front and center when that thing drops, because I am a sucker for a Superman movie, even though I know I'm probably going to be disappointed. And the trailer is probably the best thing about it, because that's how DC works.
But now that Marvel's so disappointing,
maybe they have a chance.
Exactly. Maybe it's finally DC's time to shine.
I know this could burn me.
Always a bridesmaid.
I trust you guys, and I am going to follow through on it. Please don't make me hate that decision.
No. You might hate this one. Netflix is bringing back Star Search. Which is basically America's Got Talent. I mean, it was the original America's
really
Got Talent.
It really is.
It's coming back. Originally 1983 to 1995. Brief revival in 2003. Yeah, lasted all of a year.
There's no difference between these shows.
No.
That's amazing.
Oh, here's the difference.
Okay.
Netflix will do it live.
Are they really going to go? Okay. Yeah, they love them.
They didn't say when or who will be involved.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Live Star Search.
All right. Well,
that could be bad for so many reasons.
That it really could, but maybe that's the magic, right? Maybe that's what you're signing up for.
That's what they're secretly hoping for.
Yes.
In my mind, cancel the Star Search. You've already found him. It's Don Graves. Don is a former United States Marine who served in the Battle of Iwo Jima and is now the oldest person ever to sign a record deal in Music City.
That's insane. Who signed him? Do we know what he's doing?
I know that he's working with John Rich and Lee Greenwood.
Okay, all right. That's
so I'm invested right there.
I feel like they've got
trying to put
idea.
Out his first song, "The Sand of Iwo Jima." I was seeing if we had any clips of that, but I think we do have something of him singing.
Okay, this is him performing at a NASCAR event. He sings the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does the Star-Spangled Banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Upper 90s when he's saying that.
No,
but
he was 100. Like at that, they list him as 100 when he's punching that out. Fought on Iwo Jima.
He's one of the few to see the flag raised.
That is, that man can sing whatever he wants to sing, and I will absolutely listen to it.
I'm trying to figure out where he's from.
We will do some
and what
digging.
He's doing in November.
That
if
wow.
he is available for Tin Man Jam.
Wow,
must catch Dawn Graves. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Michael, joining us from work? Are you at work? Or where are we tackling this challenge?
I am at work in Sugarland.
Sugarland, Texas. Okay, let's try to get you $100, get you up on our big board. Love to have you be our third winner for the Money Minute. Now, remember, you need to answer all 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. We'll come around all those passes at the end if we have time, but you cannot change an answer once you give them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready. What is the name of the sport played on ice with brooms and stones?
Curling.
Aviophobia is a fear of what?
Flying.
What were ancient Egyptian tombs mainly used for?
Sarcophaguses.
What food does Garfield the cat love?
Lasagna.
What is the largest mammal in the world?
Blue whale.
In a kitchen, what is a mandolin used for?
Making very thin slices.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe series by C.S. Lewis takes place in what fantasy land?
Narnia.
What red stone is the birthstone for July? It's a red stone.
Ruby.
What famous cooking figure wrote the book Mastering the Art of French Cooking?
No. Michael.
I got 9.
Michael, that was... I mean, let's check with the judge. How did he do?
He was. Do you know the answer to the 9th one?
I can picture her
cooking.
I can picture her head, her face on my head, in my head right
on
now.
Your head.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
was it, played by. It was Amy Adams, right? Yeah. Like Amy. No, well.
It, some,
she was recreating yeah. her life, Amy Adams' character was, by going through the cookbook.
That's
it was Meryl Streep that played.
Oh, man.
Turkey and
the book is...
Cornucopia!
Yes, I know. Julia Child.
There we go.
So, the one, and it was a bad question. It should have said, what were the ancient Egyptian... pyramids mainly used for.
Oh.
I wrote the answer in the question, which means I'd have given it to you. So, yeah, that's 9.
That's 9. That's 9. Michael, that is 9. And like, oh, my word.
Sign please, up right now.
Please.
Sign up
just
right
jump,
now.
Jump back. Just jump
do
right
walk,
back in
run.
That pot. Let's do this again because
That is, I'm very impressed and very heartbroken.
This $100 is yours.
It's, yeah, we're going to, you are going on that board. Just a matter of when. Just a matter of when.
Well, I will register again.
Yes.
Michael, thank you so much, man. And we'll catch up with you next time. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Michael.
I know we talked about this a little bit earlier, but because, like, it is such a big deal and because Katie does not sports. Sean is popping back in.
Sports.
Name at, he appears.
Just like that.
I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
That's a niche entrance right there.
Yeah, see, I thought that was a little.
Is this a Scottish guy?
Yes, Katie.
Look at me.
She doesn't sport, but she WWEs.
I wrestle. Wink.
So the biggest thing sports wise, obviously Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610, and the biggest thing out there right now is the Texas schedule.
Yeah,
lots of people are. I guess I don't want to say like critiquing it, but yeah, trying to figure out where it ranks as far as other years. How do you feel about it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I feel like this one's probably like as far as like excitement, the flow of the schedule conducive to making the playoffs. I feel like it's like a good 7.5 or 8.
Really?
Man. Yeah. It's fun. It's a fun schedule. You've got two trips to LA, not one but two. Mm-hmm. They open the season against the Rams. They go Christmas week, they go back out to L.A. to play the Chargers. So if you want to travel and go watch them play, if you want to go to Disneyland twice during the football season.
Yeah.
If you want to go celebrity house looking voyeuristically
just
in September and December, this schedule
allows you to go
around L.A.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. All of these. Are, see, that's the question is like if you had to go to one, like one road trip out of what you see on that schedule, where are you
going? What's worth the money?
It's funny you say that. We actually have a segment built around that, and I wrote an article about this for the Houston Press for tomorrow. I would say the first LA trip would be my number one. The season opener in Los Angeles against the Rams. I've never been to SoFi Stadium before. Supposedly, it is a beautiful, beautiful stadium.
Okay.
The new offensive coordinator for the Texans is named Nick Cayley. He came from the Rams, so it's a little teacher versus student thing going on in that game.
Yeah.
So their story, and the Rams are a good team too. Mm-hmm. That'll be one of the more highly covered games of week one will be the Texans and the Rams. It's two playoff teams going against each other from last year.
It's the first game. I mean, there's so much promise.
And hope.
In our first game.
Yeah, all 32 teams have hope in week one.
Yes. Exactly. There's a week one energy that you just don't get.
That's when you bet on furniture and things. Before you know too much.
That's right. The furniture bet.
I want a living room set this way.
It's too early to get into furniture bets, Katie. Like, that's...
It's never too early.
That is her.
But I will give you... I will tell you, the opening LA game, they play Seattle on Monday Night Football in October.
Strong.
Which is fun. Yeah, like, and Seattle is a great stadium, great crowd. That's a very winnable game, too, for the Texans. And now the other LA trip will be good. That's around the holidays, though. Going to the airport in the holidays is a drag. That's why I say the Rams game instead of the Chargers game. And then outside of that, the other two road games that are not division games that we go to every year, like Indy and Tennessee and Jacksonville, they go there every year.
Yeah.
The other ones that they don't go to very often are against Baltimore and Kansas City. If you're looking to go see them win, I would recommend the other LA Seattle games.
If you're going for scenery, do not go to Baltimore.
No. Crab cakes and getting your teeth kicked in. Those are the two things you get when you go to Baltimore.
One is better than the other.
That's right.
If you want to find out more, I know you guys are going to be talking about this all day.
All day long. On Sports Radio 610.
Thank you, my dude. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
Back after this. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Yes, explain how this is anything other than you trying to get a kid fired.
Because that sounds like I got it out for the kid. I'm legitimately just confused about this interaction. So I like to live dangerously. I frequently ride my car to E.
Yes, you do.
I wait until my car screams at me that it's time to get an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that mileage y'all provided me last time.
We all know
that 3,000 miles is a... suggestion.
That's big oil telling you that, Katie.
Exactly. So I try to see each time how much further I can go. So I was way overdue for an oil change. So that's what we decided to do this past weekend. It's like, all right, let's go knock this out.
Yeah.
Tell my car to stop in the middle of 45.
Exactly.
Very dangerous. And so I go to a place that I'm very familiar with because they're kind of the same no matter what city you live in, and that's a Take Five. Okay.
Everyone knows Take Five. By my house. Yeah.
And I was happy that there was one like so close. So I drive over there. There's no one there, which rarely happens. And so I was thinking that I hit the jackpot, right? And so I pull up and they ask me what I'm there for. They're looking at my mileage and everything. And then this other guy comes up kind of from out of nowhere and he's like, hey, you getting your oil change? Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am.
That is the idea.
that's what y'all do. And he says, oh, okay. Well, you know, Walmart does it for half the price. And so I'm just kind of like dumbfounded because what do you say to that? I'm like, all right, well, I'm here and I don't want to drive to Walmart. I also don't want to wait and I don't want to get out of my car. So can you change my oil?
What, like, yeah, it is strange.
Do you know how to change my oil?
It is strange and also a little bit weird.
Yeah, like he was actively trying to send me somewhere else.
He was trying to walk your business.
Yeah,
basically.
But I told him no. I was like, hey, man, I'm already here. And like by the time I drive over there, you'll already be done.
Were you able to eventually sell him on changing your oil?
I feel like I sold the other guy. So they changed my oil. But then get this. He's like, anything else? Are you going to check the filter? Like, I don't really know what happens and why, but I know that there are usually other steps involved.
There are, yeah.
The guy gets that little stick out and he shows me like where it is. I never know what it means, but I just go, looks good.
I'm not denying this is not a great run for this kid. This is not, I would not say this is A+ service.
I mean, I obviously didn't call right away, but like now that a few days have passed, I'm thinking, is this like a strategy? Like maybe the kid has it out for the owner and I mean, who knows?
You think that you need to call them.
I just said, tell them like, hey, and I don't know the guy's name. But say, just say, hey, on.
I was here on this day. This is the interaction that I had.
And I found it very bizarre. I'm not saying to.
Do with it with what you will.
Exactly.
And I think that is going to get that kid fired.
But when he looks at his sales and he's like, man, what is happening? What's happening is your dude is sending people away.
Oh.
That's weird, right?
It is.
Like, would you call the owner?
Okay.
Plot twist. He is the owner.
Would you get involved in this? 713-881-5500.
I'm already involved.
Would you call if you're in this?
Because now I don't want to go back to that Take Five.
If this happened to you, are you going to call the owner?
In 12,000 miles or whatever I get to next time.
What the consequences could be. Call us. We'll see what you have coming up next.
Have you ever been somewhere where they don't want your business?
They clearly...
Something's wrong with your face.
For some reason, Katie goes to an oil change place, and they did not, in fact, want to change her oil. They wanted to send her down the way to Walmart and seemingly did everything they could to send her down the way to Walmart.
I said... No.
Now, Katie.
Please change my oil.
A few days later has given this some thought and is debating calling them and asking them, what the hell? What happened
here? I'm telling
the
manager, like, are you aware?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like, well, I'm going to talk to your manager. Just, it feels like something. If I were managing an operation like this, I'd want to know.
But what do you think? 713-881-5500. All right, go ahead. Should you call these people?
I don't know why, but I just, something tells me no.
Something tells you, like, just general vibes or
yeah,
what?
Probably so. Like a gut feeling.
A gut feel. We're going to go off. See, I also get the gut feeling that it's bad.
Yeah, you always go. Yeah, go with your gut, like they say.
My gut was telling me I should leave, but I was too lazy to.
Well, let me ask you, like, again, put the shoe on the other foot. Let's say you had a bad day or a bad interaction, would you want your boss to be called off of that or
well, that's not a bad day. That's saying,
hey, actively
go somewhere else.
Take your money like, down the road.
Don't be here.
Like I
leave.
Yeah, exactly.
That's weird.
Look, I will give you that this kid is probably a horrible, horrible employee. I just don't think it's necessarily your job to get involved with like policing the quality of an establishment. No? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not an assessment of quality. I'm not criticizing what he did. I'm criticizing that he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, no, just, you know, go about your day.
Let me give you both one more.
It's like if you go to a restaurant
yeah.
and then they refuse your service.
Is it possible that you appeared to be a disreputable customer? Like, you appeared like you would be the type of customer that would be a problem.
That would
for
complain?
Him, which, of course,
well,
you did.
Well, you
end
read
up
that situation money. Wrong no. since I'm complaining now.
Maybe he has had enough experiences where he can kind of say, like, oh, no.
What
this
are you
is
trying to
nightmare.
Say, Frito?
I don't know, Katie. I'm saying you have 12,000 miles in between oil changes. You're driving a month. Maybe he sees that as a ant hill he doesn't want to poke today. That's all. I am playing the devil's advocate for this. I do not understand why
I feel you
not
are shaming me for driving a car that's over 100,000 miles.
I am just saying that something strange happened here, and we cannot account for it. And that is a distinct
plus. Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah, I hope it never happens to y'all. That was so weird. It was so weird.
Hey, thank you so much for the call.
I have to find another take thank five.
You. Thank y'all.
I will say this. The text messages are pretty one-sided on snitching this poor teen out. Who is just not very good at his job. You can be not very good at your job. Like, you know, I feel like...
There's a difference between not being good at your job and not doing your job at all.
Saying, hey, person who's here to give me money to change the oil in this car.
Not today.
No.
Not today.
No. Thank you.
Like, just say it's right closed. That's better.
Can you put a gone fishing sign or something in the window? Karen.
That's never.
Do you have any thoughts on how Katie should handle this? Yeah, this. Should she rat this kid out?
Yes, definitely.
You didn't even
thank
blink.
Karen says
snitch immediately.
Because it's strange. And if I were the owner, I'd want to know. And I'm guessing that's you too, Karen.
Definitely. And my first thought is he's not capable of doing the job. He's afraid that he will screw it up. And so he's trying to send everybody else away. But he's still collecting a salary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Karen, let me ask you this. At some level, if you own a business, isn't it your responsibility to figure out if your employee is doing what they're supposed to be doing, as opposed to just kind of hoping a Katie drives through and catches it and then brings it to your attention?
Well, if you own a business, you're busy conducting business. You're in the office. You're paying bills. You're ordering supplies. You're doing payroll and stuff like that, especially if you're a small business. And there should be a manager, you know, but maybe there's not. Maybe he's cutting corners.
Maybe he had just stepped out when started pulling this.
I feel like this is not working, convincing you that maybe you should just leave it to the business.
No, because he obviously, when he was hired, was told what the job was.
Oh, of course
he
was.
Changing oil.
Yeah.
Presumably he was trained.
You're changing
he
oil.
He should be able to
and
do it.
Furthermore, you're also supposed to sell me a lot of air filters and
you can't micromanage
wipers.
All of your employees. That's a bad way to run your business.
Yeah. But you also can't have someone sending them out the door.
Yeah.
Which, again, I agree with. That is insane.
When you hire someone to do a job, you assume they're doing the job.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, at some point you've got to trust them to do a good job.
Yes, that's why you hired them.
Yes.
It's just unfortunate when you find out that that is not, in fact, the case.
Katie Dempsey, oil change consultants. A new side hustle for you emerges.
No, no. If someone shows up, just, you know, maybe give them the service they've asked for.
Maybe.
So long as it's something that you regularly provide.
Karen, thank you so much for the call.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you.
Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, struggling with the mail on The Bull. So what?
Don't we all?
What do we have over there?
This is a box.
Yes. But Katie, the important question is, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box, Katie?
What's in the box?
Yeah.
I believe. Well, at first I thought it was those plushies.
Yeah. Wait, do we no longer believe it's the plushies? I thought we were going plushies.
No, I think.
Right.
Because unless they're massive plushies, which maybe it's their way of apologizing.
Yeah.
Making me think it was a
all right, doing the unwrap. Got a lot of brown paper in there.
Oh, my gosh.
What do we got?
Look at these.
Oh, this is Raising Cane's merch.
Look at the keychain.
They gave us the keychain is the dog. It's a plush dog. That's kind of like plushies. Actually, they are plushies. It's not, they're not posty, but that is.
But he's wearing sunnies.
That is.
Oh, wow. These are really cute.
I dig this. Oh, I okay. Love those. All right.
What
so.
Are those? Oh, they're lemons. Oh.
What? Show me the lemons.
They're stress balls.
The stress balls are lemons.
Oh,
dude, this is brilliant.
Raising Cane's is so good with their merch.
I
tell you.
The reason we have all this stuff is obviously because Lemonade Day is coming up this Saturday.
Yes. So we will be driving around looking for you. Maybe you're hosting a bunch of stands at your business. Maybe you are one of those businesses, or you've got a kid who's operating one of these stands. We'd love to know where y'all are at, what your plans are, what your hours are, if you've got any cool flavors, or you're doing anything extra. We want to come by. We want to sample the lemonade and also give you some freebies from Cane's.
We will also be paying for the lemonade.
This is
not like a yeah. We want to give you money.
To drink all the lemonade.
That's our job.
We can
on
drink
Saturday.
It no more.
Text us. Tell us where you are going to be at 713-881-5500.
Rito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Man, is there anything fiber can't do?
Do we mean fiber in the sense of like Tackus fiber? Because no, there's nothing that Tackus fiber can't do for you. Internet's favorite internet. Yep. Make the switch today.
Purely masterful.
TACHUS.com/radio. Happy to tell you about it.
All right. So no, I meant fiber as in like the fiber you ingest, the fiber that everyone suggests, the fiber that keeps you regular, the fiber that might prevent your body from absorbing forever chemicals.
What?
Right? Everyone talks about those forever chemicals.
Yeah. And no one knows the
it's
solution.
Kind of like, it's kind of
they're
nebulous because they're everywhere.
It's forever
and it's like,
chemicals.
What?
Yeah.
But not in the fun way that means it's going to preserve us forever.
No.
In the forever chemical kind of going to break us down forever kind of way.
Wait. Wouldn't that be a plot twist? Wouldn't that be a plot twist in like 80
these
years?
These things we ate are keeping us alive.
Still here. When we're 135.
Perfectly
it's
preserved.
It's the forever chemicals, y'all. We're never going to die.
Who would fight these things?
Oh, my word. It's the best thing ever.
If you're like, what the hell are you guys even talking about? Forever chemicals are in cleaning products, nonstick cookware, shampoos sometimes. Yeah. They're called forever because they don't easily break down in the environment. Okay? We all have them in our blood now. Just accept it. It takes years to flush them out, they say.
Yeah.
So preventing more from getting in.
That's generally
really what we're hoping for.
That's generally
best case
we're,
scenario.
We're basically trying to build a wall around
I'm
us.
I'm forever chemicaled enough.
Just I'm good. I'm good. I'm solid. Solid. You know, let's close the doors on this. I'm just going to live with what I got. No more needed. No moss.
So how do we stop them from getting in?
I have a feeling you are about to tell me, and I think the word begins with an F.
It's your new favorite F word. You don't absorb as many forever chemicals.
Yeah.
If you are a person that consumes a lot of fiber. Now, they also say they're not exactly sure why.
I'm pretty sure why. That is really polite
of
y'all
actually,
to say.
No. It's not that. I know exactly where your mind went. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's no, they think it creates like, this is somehow grosser, but they think it creates like a gel, like a lining.
Oh.
That lines your stomach.
Yeah.
And so it's not able to get absorbed. So actually, no, you're right.
All the fiber's in the way.
Yes. And
right.
So you would expel it then. But you would get rid of it before it has time to take root.
So basically, yes, I was correct, but mechanically,
yeah, but
there's
the way that
involved.
It happens, yeah, it's not just like, you know.
Yeah.
No, there's a weird thing that happens because of the fiber. And
you know what? Great. Decide how bad you want it, guys. How bad do you want to be protected against the forever
good
chemicals?
Good sources of fiber, people, are fruits and veg.
That's
okay,
right.
Grains.
Just eating properly.
Nuts,
yeah.
Seeds.
And then if you're my age, they start recommending. I did have someone
watch
recommend.
Your white bread, white man.
You're right. I don't have to go to the Metamucil. I don't have to go to a supplement.
White bread has its own forever chemicals.
Chew on that for the rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow.